Don't put on.
Yeah.
And she just be herself everywhere you see her.
Okay. In other words, you might use it to compliment somebody.
Right.
Okay. Now, somebody like your grandmother and grandfather, they were old, but they could still get around and do a lot of things. They'd say, I don't care how old is, what's your folks' name? If she's still mighty.
Cut the bush. Right, she can get around. Either she's still mighty strong and it'll be her age.
Yeah, what does cut the bush mean? Can you tell me?
Yeah, it means that, you know, she can still cut the wood.
Yeah.
Or she can dance and get up and go, as she used to do.
All right. I can still dance, as Sugar Ray Robinson would say. Now, your children were out later than usual, or you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried about them.
Yeah. You wouldn't say I felt easy, you'd say I felt
relieved.
Uneasy
or something.
Okay. Some people don't want to go upstairs in the dark. They say, I'm afraid, I'm
scared of the dark.
Scared of the dark. Anytime you walk through a place where there's, you know, it's quiet and dark, you say it's kind of
kooky in there.
Kooky. You might say, she isn't afraid now of the dark. I can't understand why she's afraid of the dark now. She
been through it all the time.
Yeah. We'll talk about the opposite used to be. You'd say she
still is.
Yeah. Well, I can't understand now, they say, why she's afraid of so of this or that. Because she
been through it before?
She didn't used to be. She
didn't used to be scared of it.
Okay. Now, a person, say, maybe who lived off back in the woods by themselves or did things that just didn't, folks couldn't figure out. They say, she acts a kind of
Weird,
okay. Other ways to say it? Did you ever hear the word queer used?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, now they use the word queer, you know, another way.
You mean in terms of saying a person is what? Homosexual?
Yeah.
Okay. But in those days, it meant what?
She act funny, don't want to talk.
Yeah. Do you use that much anymore when to say that, or?
Very seldom.
Okay. You wouldn't say it much, then, huh?
No.
Now, somebody who makes his mind up and nothing can change him, they say, he was what kind of person?
A well-made-up mind, man. Stubborn.
And in arguing with somebody like that, you say, don't be so
stubborn.
And then there were people that, you know, you couldn't joke with without them getting all
frustrated.
Uh-huh. Or if you pulled in some sort of practical joke, someone, they'd get
angry.
And what would you say about people like that? If you joke with him, he'll lose his temper and the least little thing goes wrong.
Yeah.
He's a mighty
frustrated or anger.
Okay.
Tempered man.
Yeah. Would you ever have animals that they would say, you know, talking about one way or the other about how you could handle them? What would they say about what about a mule?
If you have to be gentle, you know. That if you be act kind of rough with him, you know, he gets stubborn and wouldn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you be real gentle and pet him, he'll do.
Now, somebody was about to lose their temper, and you say to them, it'll be all right, just keep
calm.
Keep calm.